What are you doing outside, Don? It's about to rain.
I'm setting up bottles.
I can see that, but why?
For my new business venture, Bottled Rainwater.
As in leaving plastic bottles out in the rain and then selling them as health drinks?
Exactly. What could be more pure and refreshing than water straight from the heavens?
Maybe water from a mountain stream.
Do you see any mountain streams around here?
Fine, but rainwater isn't exactly pure, Don. It's got lots of chemicals.
Like what?
Well, even without industrial pollution, atmospheric carbon dioxide dissolved into clouds makes rainwater at least slightly acidic.
Oh.
But here in Indiana, our rain is almost 10 times more acidic than natural rainwater.
Why?
Well, a lot of power plants and other factories burn coal to make energy. Burning coal releases sulfur and nitrogen oxides into the atmosphere, which make rain more acidic.
That doesn't sound good. What would happen if you drank our rainwater?
Nothing. The acid content isn't high enough to harm humans, and it doesn't affect the taste of the water either. But acid rain can damage lakes and streams and harm trees at high elevations. Also, acid rain accelerates the decay of buildings, statues, and sculptures.
So I'm basically trying to sell Don's acidic but still drinkable bottled rainwater that damages the environment.
I'm afraid so.
Right. Help me take these bottles in. I've got a new idea.
What?
Bottled tap water.
Like, that's a new idea.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Sarah Pryor in geography.
You're invited to visit our website where there are hundreds more moments of science. The address is amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.